ABC Radio Australia.
First, we turn to Fiji, where unfolding this week is what some legal experts are calling a critical constitutional moment. It's been brought about by the Fiji Independent Commission Against Corruption's weekend arrest of former journalist Charlie Charters. He's been charged with aiding and abetting the release of unauthorized FICAC documents given to him by an unknown whistleblower. Following the incident, the Judicial Services Commission advised the president to sack the head of FICAC, Lavinia Rokoika, but he's yet to act. Two prominent lawyers, Richard Naidu and former Attorney General Graham Leung, are now publicly calling on the president to remove her, insisting he has no choice but to act on the advice. One of them, Richard Naidu, joins us now. Richard, Mbula, Iandra, and welcome to the show.
Mbula, Lire. How are you?
Good, thank you. And I'm happy to have this conversation with you. It's been so much happening about this issue. But there's a line in your statement that you put out last night, yours and Graham Leung's, where you call this a critical constitutional moment. Please tell us, why do you believe Fiji is at this?
So, Lide, first of all, I should say, I think in giving this interview, I'm speaking on my own behalf and not Graham's, although we put out a joint statement. But perhaps if I just roll back for a moment, the reason I think that this has been triggered is not so much the arrest of Charlie Charters, although that is clearly a controversial moment for FICAC, but it is because the Judicial Services Commission, which is responsible for the appointment of the Commissioner of FICAC, and that has now been decided by a court judgment earlier this month, which put that beyond any doubt, has advised the President, as a consequence of that decision, that he must now make the unlawful appointment of Ms. Rokoika void. And so it is recommended, the Judicial Services Commission has recommended to the President, as it's required to do under the Constitution, that she must go. And that's where the President seems not to have acted. The reason why we say this is, as we said, a critical constitutional moment is because under our constitution, the president, the head of state, can't act in his discretion. He, like in many democratic countries, as head of state, he must act on the advice of various constitutional bodies in making appointments or indeed in removing people who are appointed under the constitution. So when there is a recommendation given to him, it's a polite way of saying that that is a direction given to him, that that is what he must do. He must act to formally remove the acting commissioner of FICAC. He seems to be in some doubt, based on media reports anyway, about whether or not he should do that or he wants to do that. It seems to be suggested that he's perhaps suggesting conditions on which she should be removed. And what we're trying to say is, in terms of the Constitution, the President has no power to do that. He can't bargain with the Judicial Services Commission, and he can't ignore the Judicial Services Commission.
So after that High Court ruling of the 2nd of February, Richard, what should, legally speaking, what should have happened immediately after that?
So just to give context to that, the High Court decision was about the removal of the former FICAC commissioner, Barbara Malimali. And that removal, as you know, your listeners may not, was done on the advice of the Prime Minister, not on the advice of the Judicial Services Commission. And so the court ruled that that was wrong, that the only person or the only body that can decide upon or recommend to the president the appointment or the dismissal of a FICAC commissioner is the Judicial Services Commission. So it follows from that that if the Judicial Services Commission is the only body that can advise or recommend to the president the removal of the FICAC commissioner, that anybody who is appointed on the advice of the prime minister, which Ms. Rokoika, the incumbent, was, is also invalidly appointed. So it seems pretty obvious to us, and we said in the statement, that Ms. Rokoika really ought to recognize that she's not there validly, and she ought to fall on her sword and go. And if she did that, she would save us all the trouble that we're currently in.
And you know, we're all hearing reports that he's, as you referred to, almost bargaining with the body that is the only one with the authority to make recommendations on the head of FICAC. So with it seemingly like the president is not acting as per the Constitution, you know, it requires him to, what happens next? If he refuses to act on that advice, what do we do? Who ensures that the president complies with the law?
Well, that's really the point, isn't it? And in any constitutional democracy, you have the head of state, and he, and in this case he, is the guardian of the Constitution. He's at the top. And if he doesn't act, there's nowhere for us to go. I mean, we could go to the courts, I suppose, to have the courts direct him, although it seems pretty obvious what the courts would say, and he ought to recognize that the courts would say that he must act on the recommendations of the JSC. So that would seem to be rather a lengthy waste of time. So, you know, there are provisions in the Constitution for the president himself to be removed for misconduct. That seems a very extreme way for the government to go, but that would be, you know, logically what would come next. But it just seems unnecessary. You know, it's as in any democratic country, constitutions and the law rely on the people empowered under those laws and under a duty under those laws to do the right thing.
And I suppose that's what a lot of Fiji will be looking to see next, is who will do the right thing over the next couple of days or couple of weeks. Richard, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm afraid that's all we have time for this morning. But thank you very much for giving us some clarity around what's happened and what could be happening next.
Thanks, Live. Always good to talk to you.
And you.